You're now listening to Convos with Marilyn.
Welcome back to another episode of Convos with Marilyn. It's like, you know, I was going to introduce.
Yeah. I was just waiting.
So today's topic is trophy wives.
You know, trophy wives, you know, financial literacy and things like that.
I didn't finish secondary school.
What are you lying?
I don't even have a WAEC or NECO.
I don't have a WAEC.
What do you have?
I have my GCs. I have Cambridge.
I don't have shit. I don't intend. I actually didn't. I intended on not having anything because I have a point to prove.
Okay. So we're basically on the topic of like trophy wives, right? I feel like there are some people that keep some particular women around just because of their image, you get what I mean? Like, they don't love them per se.
Wait, is that what a trophy wife is?
Yes.
So she's an aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
That's cap.
That's what a trophy wife is.
That's your average bad bitch.
No, you don't necessarily love the trophy wife,
bro. If a man keeps a woman around, he fucking loves her.
No.
Because women are very replaceable.
But there's,
if it's just for aesthetic.
It's not exactly for aesthetic. When you keep a trophy wife, right, there's one that you love. For example, take for instance Princess Diana and Camilla, whatever her name is. Diana is the typical example of a trophy wife. Do you get? Because it was an arranged marriage, because, you know, she was royalty and Camilla, she was not. Do you get? So there was a thing where that was the person that he kept around because he had to, but he loved somebody on the sidelines.
So is that a trophy wife or is that just an arranged marriage?
I mean, lots of people have trophy wives. Like, some people have like women that...
I think we have the wrong definition of a trophy wife, because if your wife is a trophy, I don't think she's just there for...
But that's an object.
Exactly. I don't think she's just there for aesthetic. Like, if you tell me trophy wife, bro, that is a woman I'm carrying like a gold medal, like my prize possession.
Yes, but then at the same time, you don't really care about her emotions.
Of course I'll care about her. Like, that's my trophy. What are you saying?
That's your trophy, but then you just like it because of the, you know, the bells and whistles, not because
of
the...
What are you people talking? People on the internet too much. What the fuck?
No, a trophy wife... You can't call somebody... Of course, it's your trophy, of course, but... The definition of a trophy wife in that instance is somebody who does not really care about that person. Do you get? Like, some people just marry because they're like, okay, she's fine, I can just, you know, she's fine.
But there are fine girls everywhere. So what the fuck are you marrying her for? Beauty? The beauty is going to die out after she touches 40.
Yeah.
And you're going to look at some fucking girl that's 21 years old.
But there's more than beauty to a trophy wife. Do you get what I mean?
What is it?
There are other things like, for example, now, like, let's look at Eleanor Roosevelt. She was extremely smart, and what they say, behind every great man is an even greater woman. Like, she had the resources, right? She's not the most, you know, conventionally, like, she's not conventionally pretty. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But but he kept her because of the, you know, she had empathy, she had the sense, she had the wisdom.
It's because he loved her.
Yes, I don't know because of them, but like, we're using this as an instance.
A man can love you and still cheat on you with 100 women.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think it's true?
Okay.
Don't think it's true.
I feel like if you love somebody enough, then you'll be able to control yourself. Why can't you control yourself? Of course, they said that men don't view sex as like a... men don't see sex as an emotional pact like women do. Some men. Do you get what I mean? But
it's just most women are not very good at keeping a man's mind engaged. That's genuinely just the truth of it.
I was telling my partner the other day, and I was like,
partner.
I was like, do I engage your mind? And he was like, yes, you do, but at the same time, I don't really need somebody to engage my mind at this point.
You should shut up.
Shut up, Joe. Why are you telling my person to shut up?
You should shut up until he gets bored of you and he starts talking to the Hadiza that he just met in Nile. That's how it normally works. people always want a new experience. No one wants to feel bored. So you have to consistently keep engaging. Engaging their mind means, you know, giving them something to think about, something to do, some fun. Either making them horny, happy, angry. One of the three.
I always make you angry.
Oh, you know, making your babe angry is part of tension. Bro, you know how girls used to just start arguments, create problems out of the blue. Oh, babe, I'm going to do this with that person. No, you don't like that person.
To add to the fuel of the relationship.
Tension. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but people like their minds engaged, especially women. That's why you see a lot of relationships that you see a lot of women will say, there's no spark between us. There's no spark between you and a man because he stopped engaging your mind. You know, your guy is just like, he's putting no effort in. It just feels like there's nothing between you guys.
Yeah.
But when he's going beyond and above for you, it feels like everything is there because he just stopped engaging your mind. And most relationships rely on how much the man engages the woman.
Yeah.
On how much the man engages the woman's mind. So imagine you're not engaging his mind. And one babe like this, who's not as fine as you, that knows how to talk. You know, her aura is good. She'll be whispering some sweet lullabies you've never said to him before. Wait, you think he's not going to cheat on you?
I think for me, because apparently I talk too much, so I don't even... I think it depends on what you're saying. Do you guess?
Mm-hmm.
Being someone who is quiet... I don't know how quiet people are even, how they friend in relationships, because you're quiet...
Quiet doesn't mean you cannot be affectionate. Yeah, a quiet person will always open up to someone they're close to.
Mm-hmm. But there's some people, even the ones that they're close to, they just don't know how to make good conversation.
Ah, fine, they can touch me.
And then what if they're doing long distance?
Visit me in my dreams. Let our connection be spiritual. That's the truth of it. Yeah, that's genuinely the truth of it.
So talking about financial literacy, my pastor was you can't enter a marriage without being financially literate. Like, people think that, oh, marriage is just based on love.
It is based on love.
You can't enter a marriage just having love in your pockets.
Come, how many women enter marriage with financial literacy?
Okay.
Come, seriously, like, how many women enter marriage
financially? Okay, fine, not a lot of women enter marriage financially literate, but that's what we're trying to preach here.
Okay.
Do you get... Like, of course, the man is the head of the family, yeah, correct? Facts. And he should be financially literate, at least
I agree.
Like, because okay, you guys are the same people that will be like, oh, all these feminist things, oh, you
no,
guys.
No, I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking.
I know, but like, it's like, okay, he's financially literate now, and she doesn't have like a single penny to her name. There's this, my friend Lilibeth was telling me about her neighbor, like, she's won her GL like this, and then they bought this really huge house for her, and then all she does in that house is just make babies. Like, that's the only thing that she's meant to do. So the house is just like, do you get those kind of things where the only thing that they're keeping her there for is for that purpose? He doesn't love. And the thing, and I'm so sorry to say, this is like a stereotype, like, and I hate stereotypes, but like, most older generation, like, Hausa men will most likely have like different women in like different houses across the country, and then they'll just get the children from each place. Like, she can not see her husband for like maybe like 5 months, and then he'll just come, mm-hmm, do what he wants, pay for everything that he needs to pay for, and dip.
But I think if she's comfortable with it, is there a problem?
Sometimes
I agree that's a problem, but
yes, but like, sometimes they're not comfortable.
That's
what
she signed up for.
Because sometimes your parents sign you up for these things.
She should do the runaway like Princess Diana.
You can't really run away because, and then at the end of the day, they have so too many children, and they now realize that, oh, if you're running away, where would you run?
I'm talking about before the children now, but at the end of the day, though, that's them, that's their life.
Yeah.
You know, if she really wanted to, she would.
Sometimes there's too much on the line for you to run away.
Yeah, then you adapt, get better. Always get better, never get bitter. That's my new motto. Don't get bitter, get better. Seriously.
Do you think you would ever get married without, you know, probably like being financially literate?
Guy, I mean, I want to get married next year.
You want to get married next year?
Yes, now.
How are you working towards that?
We'll squat in my mommy and daddy's BQ. Wallahi, bro, suffer through it.
I really hope that the girl's listening to this podcast so that she can run away as fast as possible.
Exactly. She'll pray for me and money will appear.
That's not how it works.
I think that's how
God does not help people that don't help themselves.
Of course I help myself. Now, would I get married without having money? How would I get married without having money?
Having enough.
It depends on your standard of living. Some people will only get married with like 10 million naira in their account, 5 million or 2 million in their...
It actually depends on
your lifestyle, your social standings. I don't think I can get married with anything less than $5 million liquid.
Liquid, yeah.
Yeah, that's just me. Like, I need to have $5 million disposable money. I need to buy like 2 Rolls Royces, a house, this, that, but she'll get.
Yeah.
That's just me. It's all about lifestyle. There's some babies I'll not marry you unless I'm more... You're worth like $100 million. That's the bare minimum. So it depends on you. So what do we really define as financial literacy?
You know what? I feel like, but this is me personally, like,
marrying your tax bracket.
Yeah. I think this is me, like, personally, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think I can ever marry somebody who is not as ambitious as me.
I want to marry when I'm broke.
Why?
Because relationships are always good when, you know, you're going to 5-star restaurants, you're flying in private jets, you know, you bought her the latest car, you know. Of course, when you argue, the argument will not last more than 30 seconds because, oh my God, he just bought me a Rolex. He just bought me a Birkin bag, bro.
You say you don't want to marry when you're broke or you want
to... I actually kind of want to marry when I'm broke.
Why?
Because of these exact reasons. You actually know, you know your love is very true and very real when you have nothing.
Isn't buying as many
when things. You don't have anything. That's why our parents' marriages are, these niggas are married in like the 1970s. The divorce rate is way much lower compared to our generation.
Yeah, because they were there from the start up.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a small commercial break. Had to quickly use the toilet. So actually, something happened yesterday night that really made me think about chess in the terms of relationships, you know. You have your... Well, you don't have a princess piece in the chessboard, but I'm going to add it. You have your king, queens... How do you say king, queen?
Continue.
I'm so gassed. You have your kings. You have your king piece, your queen piece. You know, your pawns, your knights, your bishops, your prince, your princess. Now, as a woman... Every girl believes she deserves to be treated like a princess or treated like a queen. But how many women actually hold themselves up to that standard? Like, a man will only treat you as much as you deserve. Like, bro, a man will not treat you less than you. Like, literally, men are not wired to treat you less than you deserve. They only give you exactly how you present yourself to be. So if you behave like a hoe, she's going to talk to you like a hoe.
What do you mean behave like a hoe?
If you behave like a hoe.
Like, if you like sleep around or if you like, if you're just very free sexually with him?
No, that's not the same thing. I'm talking about like first basis meeting you. No, if you're sleeping around you, yeah. You're a promiscuous chick, you're loose. You're gonna get treated like such. And from a monarchy perspective, the lowest quality women are the ones who sleep around. That's how it goes. And the only person the queen sleeps with is her king. Because the queen is meant to nourish the king is meant to nourish the queen, and the king and queen are meant to nourish the kingdom. That's how it goes. So if you see yourself as a princess, in a monarchy, the only group of people the princess associates with are people of royalty, family, extended royalty, or people with high morality,
nobles.
Have you seen the respect they give the princess? Any man, you see how your regular knight would treat a princess compared to how he would treat a random woman on the street. It's completely different. Those things are all based on.
I was reading this book called "What French Women Know About Love, Sex, and Matters of the Mind."
Bro, the French are the best when it comes to anything love.
Should I tell you what I learned?
Tell me.
I love reading books that like enhance your aura and enhance your mind. Do you get what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Please rest. And then, like, I was reading some things, and you'd be so surprised. You know what French women don't, they don't follow rules. They don't follow the conventional rules that every other nation, you know. Oh, when you meet him, you like, you look cheap if you sleep with him on the first date. If
you, but you are.
If you do this, you do that. Oh, if you do this, you do that. Yeah. You guess. But the French woman, if she wants it, she'll do it. Do you guess? And then they'll keep... One thing about them is that they'll keep quiet. Like, the French are not open at all. In fact, even the structure of their architecture makes it so that their houses face away from the road so that more privacy is ensued.
Exactly.
Do you guess? So, the thing... The pitfall of most girls is that you talk too much about what you do.
Nah, you can tell a hoe by her energy.
So how come?
You can tell a hoe by her energy. It has nothing to do with her talking too much. Bro, I can walk down the street, look a woman in her face, and be like, "Guy, this day runs, babe."
Also, that is because she's carrying herself like that. Do you get what I mean? There are some people, like the French women now.
Bro, you cannot hide the energy of sleeping with 100 men, like. It is written all over you how you speak. You can feel the coarseness from her voice. Her actions are very callous. Her energy will always be very negative. That's her. That is how, based on experience, based on experience, you know a bitch with a low body count. You know a bitch with a high body count. You can just tell. You can look them in the face, and a man with a sharp eye and strong mind will look a girl in the face and be like, "Yeah, she's a thought." It's always right. I'm always fucking right. I always know which babes are fucking hovering around.
You know the thing, right? I was also reading in that book, and then they said, perfection.
Mm-hmm.
If there is perfection, then what is there to fix? Do you get, like, people are always like, my partner as well, he was like, "Oh, because I'm always," he said, "you're always trying to be perfect, and it always serves as a pitfall to you because it would be like, oh, you're trying to be perfect and you end up being subpar at the end of the day. When you're perfect, there's not much to do anymore, and so you lose the partner." Do you get? So I feel like being yourself and just allowing yourself to be molded by the person you're with is the most important.
This is exactly. I said something like this on Twitter, that you should mold your woman into the asset you want her to be. Like, you shouldn't allow your girl to be a liability in your life. You should mold her into becoming that woman. A woman cannot bring a man up to her standard. A man can only bring a woman up to his standards. So if your girl has not been with someone who maybe dresses this way, for example, I like to dress very corporate. That's my standard. I dress very corporate. So if you're with me, baby, you're going to be dressing very corporate. Simple as that. You're going to be covering yourself. You're going to be meeting people who are going to look at you and judge you and be like, "My baby's dressing this way. That's not a proper babe." People judge based on appearances because appearances tell a lot about you.
Yeah.
You know Yahoo boy when you see him. True or false?
I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm. When you go to Wuse, what's the name of this place? Yeah, isn't that mean the kind of Christian? Where that hotel is, where all those hoes are at. How do all the girls dress? Exactly. So I always tell women, what kind of attention are you trying to gather by dressing like the same women men pay $5,000 to sleep with? This has happened to my sister. My sister went to Hilton. She's not from Nigeria. She doesn't know that if you dress a certain way in Hilton, where all the hoes, all the escorts are, someone is going to profile you as one of them. Next thing, one guy walked up to her and was pricing her. She felt insulted. She was now crying to me. I'm like, but you look like one of them. No one gives a fuck whether your dad is a politician or is a minister. You look like one of them. You're going to get profiled that way. So the princess has to dress her class. So if you want to be treated in such way as a princess, you have to look that part, you have to behave that part, you have to dress that part. Same thing applies to her as a man. If you want the princess, you have to treat her as such.
Do you know why
Parisian
women wear scarves?
Why?
Because they said that what's covered more is what's longed for more.
This is a hey, see, listen here. Is this girl I'm talking to here? And I told her, look. I told her, yo, look. When you dress, I told her, when you dress this type of way, you attract the wrong type of attention. You should cover up more so people can try and uncover more about you, because there's beauty in showing less. There's always beauty in mystery. You know, some of the most beautiful women I've met have been are Muslim girls that are wearing hijabis. Yes, I'm not looking at the curves on her waist or the size of her tits or her ass. I'm like, you can just feel, okay, this is a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking at your face and I can just tell, like, there's so much behind you that I'm not even aware of.
Yeah.
So what kind of attention are you trying to attract? Because how a man meets you is normally going to determine the end, middle part, the basis of your entire relationship.
You just listened to Convos with Marilyn. Thank you so much for giving me your time and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed it, please follow the show and give us your honest ratings. Stay tuned and definitely keep listening for more. Bye for now.